first, I wanted to welcome the new members to the site, and I believe in just one day we had 20 members, which is definitely a record for the resistance and, or, you know, what we're calling now the code. What I really wanted to do is definitely, we talked about getting the verbal answers on certain questions, and those questions have been stacking up, so I wanted to address those questions now. And before I get into that, though, I wanted to talk about the difference in knowing or coming into the know, as they call it, now versus before, because many people are thinking they don't have any time left, and, you know, if they had have known this earlier, maybe they could have helped themselves, etc. But that's really not the case. Life is an experience still, and there are phases, definitely phases in our lives where we've had different things going on, and bathing ourselves in the joy that's associated with that. Like if you're unconscious, but you're in a party and the party's just great and everything is going just that way for you that night, you know, there's a level of intent and happiness that's there. So that's the experience. Now, for one to get more experience out of life, because life is constantly wanting more experience out of itself, is it's pushing individuals to discover even more about themselves, discover more senses, discover more about the earth. And so what we're really doing now is we're getting people prepared to do that. And the most important thing, though, is urgency, because the leap that one needs to make to get more out of their senses than what they normally can experience in this life, and with all of its different things you can get involved in, you have to now jump to a level that's beyond this world. And so that's why the information comes beyond this world. And the deeper realization of life comes in a way where it takes you into another level of understanding. And so this is all, one should always constantly reinforce themselves with this thought: everything that happens is going to work out for my favor. Immediately, like the moment that something that you think is not what you want to be, what you want to see, I would immediately say that is, and that's really one of the keys to, you know, just stuff like The Secret itself, but way deeper than that. It's being able to positively reinforce something so fast that everything does end up working out in your favor. So definitely searching for the deeper meaning. So getting right into the questions now. The first question that's come up, which is something I know will eventually be addressed, if not here, but on the radio, is the power of melanin. Because there are a group of individuals, melanin dominant individuals, who want to know if there is some type of code or some type of major benefit to having melanin within the skin. And for those who don't know what melanin is at all, it is what gives the skin pigmentation or color. And so this is definitely a question that needs to be addressed. First, the main level, because I definitely went through this phase to direct this question, is, will it save us? Will it save black people? Will melanin actually save black people? And what I'll tell you is that power itself, whatever it is, if it's not mastered, then it turns into something that can actually consume you. It just turns against you, not knowing how to use power. And so there's different races that contain different types of power, and within the African-American and African races and darker melanin-dominant races, even the Dravidians, even some of the reptilians claim a high level of melanin in their skin, and which makes them dark green. But what this is about is what the melanin does is it absorbs light, and it allows the, for better lack of words, of a magnetic cage to go around the body to keep the DNA from being disturbed by light, which disturbs DNA. Different lights from these stars and moons and suns are actually affecting the consciousness of people. And so these studies go on, because these are not my studies, but I definitely, after investigating how they ran these tests, more in line with what's being brought forth here. But when they tested it, they noticed that those that were melanin recessive were more susceptible to being influenced by external light. And so those lights being energies, entities, etc. And it's unfortunate here on Earth that the light that's been pervading the Earth has been doing that from a negative level, meaning that its idea, that it's shooting in its array or its ra is one of destruction, war, etc. So going forward, this melanin makes a person resistant. It does give the DNA protection. It does allow less programming, and it does allow an individual to be more creative. Now, I will show how if something has taken you as its opponent, it will learn everything about you and then learn how to turn that against you. Because externally we're resistant to change, there's been a heavy evolution that's happened within the black population. Only from the level of continuing to hold on to the same old ideas, the same concepts, to continue to use the same type of energy to get something accomplished, and it has showed multiple times that it has never worked. We just have to approach it a different way. So that is the internal evolution. Because the world is externalized, is coming less to the melanin dominant individual. They're getting no external. They're not conforming to as fast to how society is saying, hey, this is what you should be. There's a lot of melanin dominant individuals that are still, especially in Africa, that are still into the older state of mind and mentality, and they're just now getting a new wave of Western ideas that's now old to us, and they want to gravitate to the Western world. But they have noted that this is also there's pros and cons to all of these. I'm just bringing the direct information, because the pros, of course, are the person's not affected at all by any external force to a heavy degree. The cons are if they're not internalized completely and have real data, which a lot of them don't, then it ends up working against them. So that non-evolving, we all have to seek to either get higher, and some individuals are seeking to get lower, but we have to continue to keep moving. Mentally challenged, when there's less programming, there's less data now. And so this is, again, going back and forth of, you know, after we ate from the tree. This is the stage that is called, where you're trying to approach something from the level of after something major's happened, so not taking what major happened into account. And what happened was, is somehow the human psyche, the human spirit itself, got itself involved in a higher level of knowledge than it was prepared for at the moment, and that knowledge caused a de-evolution process. And we can see that really also as the externalization of technology and how that's continued to make an individual very lazy and just has no ambition and no desire in life beyond what they see with what they're being programmed with. And this is something that's affecting not just the adults, but mainly the youth. And their programming and minds being used to be steered towards war. And so moving right on, so I hope that opens up a good portal of what melanin's about. Of course, there's a lot more data, and I have a lot more to share on that at another time. But we'll go into 2010, 2012, which is, I'm always making sure I pair the two together so the individuals know that the date that we're talking about that's supposed to be 2012 is actually 2010. And in addition to that, I wanted to... the resistance, we're always going to stay prepared anyway, so if our time is a little bit early, great, but I expect it to be 2010 on what everyone is looking for as far as the major indication that there is definitely something going on, the vivid indication. Because all the time, for those that practice mysticism, we see the richness or the embroidery of the world, and we see how everything is in communication with itself, and there's definitely something of substance here in that transcends upon many levels of consciousness. Now, for the sleep individual, what they want to see is they want to see the sky blow up or something like this, or a big meteor come in. So when they want to see that, we're pegging that for 2010 as far as the interaction between Venus and the Earth, where Venus, from what I've gathered at this point, stands between us and the sun, and the sun illuminates Venus, pushing an energy into the Earth that is kind of foreign for human beings, although they've been exposed to it in small circles and secret societies who know how to channel that energy. So that's getting the question answer of what is going to happen in 2010. And will positive entities come to assist? Now, here's what's interesting. It's like, really, we're already here. And the thing is, though, is that we can't help individuals that won't help themselves. It's just the law of nature and the law of energy, or you'll just end up drained if you're pushing your energy into individuals or things or that don't facilitate that energy into you, then you become drained. So that's really what's happening. A lot of us have come with a large amount of energy to distribute to the human race, and that energy is definitely being sucked up and being replenished at times. I believe the resistance has developed that unique core that has the ability to power and generate itself, definitely from some of the individuals, especially today that I spoke with this morning, and they know who I'm talking about. But it's just the sheer gesture that something is happening that allows us to be able to take that small amount of energy and magnify it into something that's that can affect more people. I mean, I still think personally, from what we've developed here, knowing that we're not indexed, knowing that people don't really know who we are, we've been successful at putting out 20,000 copies of the code, and you know, numerous people who have been affected on with it from multiple levels. So from there, you know, we'll go into the medical. We had just a couple medical questions in regards to, can you take baking soda every day? What really happens with the baking soda is you definitely want to start off with a tablespoon or maybe a half tablespoon of it in the morning. But once you start seeing that your feces are too loose after a while, then you know that the system is completely cleansed. It's one of those things where you kind of know when to stop taking baking soda. The second question was why, ask these two questions together. The next one was, what should I brush with? Brush with baking soda. I brush with baking soda. If you can get some food grade hydrogen peroxide, 35%, which is very cheap, you can swish your mouth with that, which is very good for the gums and also keeping the bacteria down. But if you just have baking soda, then that'll work perfectly. Going into fluoride, why is fluoride bad? This is, again, a very large segment to cover with fluoride, but to put it in a nutshell, fluoride pretty much calcifies and turns yellow anything that it gets a hold to, and it has a pretense of getting into the center of the brain. When neurologists actually measured the quadrants of a person's brain, they look for a solid white signature. That signature is actually your pineal gland calcified itself by what many believe to be fluoride. And what I've seen here is that... The Gudicola, because that was the other question, what does Gudicola do? It actually softens that calcium. Now, I still believe that this is all rigged by also a grand creator. And so if I could look at I'd rather look at the pineal gland and the calcification around it as an egg that's about to crack. And these are the processes that help that egg crack. But knowing, of course, that the egg would need to not crack prematurely because of just not being ready to come out of its cocoon. And maybe that's part of the bird brain. Maybe there's a nest sitting inside of your head with the egg in it. I mean, all this stuff really does, after a while, when you're looking into deeper mysticism, and then you bring it back to society and how it could be simple, you see what the hidden symbols and things that the Illuminati and Ordinati and all the rest of these guys continue to pass forth, which is the same basic knowledge of how there's certain parts of the mind and the body that go into separate phases, and those phases are the sheer proof that evolution is taking place within the individual. To go on, there was one more thing that I wanted to address to Tina in regards to. She said that she was feeling what felt like a worm or something going through her body when she began to use the magnetic pill. The magnetic pills have always been known as being very exciting to take, because what it's doing is sending chi force or magnetic force through the body. So that's really what you're feeling. And, you know, one has to always keep the imagination when it comes to this type of level of power within the positive area. Not, oh, it's a serpent, you know, but serious that it's, you know, this is my energy. My energy is building up. I'm getting ready to go into the next phase, my next level. And this starts to, because again, reinforcing everything that's happening is working out for my benefit. This is how one gets into higher levels of thought and higher levels of consciousness without fear blocking it. Finishing off with the MMS. Now, MMS, the guy was asking in particular about the measurements, and there's one bottle to drink, and you just get five bottles to drink. No, actually, one bottle will last about a year at normal usage. So, no, you cannot drink a bottle of MMS. You need to start off with 3 drops per liter. And you can up that to 4 drops every 6 hours. You up a drop until you get to about 12 drops. But all of this should be detailed in the MMS section. If it's not, I'll check on it. And we're also doing something which Angie brought forth today, which was great to be able to allow there to be one tab where a person can pretty much just coming into the site, get the things that are necessary for them to have right now. So I want to thank her for that. And that's it. I was going to get into a couple things, but I'm still going to be doing a show here on Monday. I'm going to post up the information, but we're going to do a show. It's going to be for 3 hours. So it's necessary that I just leave some of the stuff that I want to talk about now for the show so I don't become long-winded and I have more time to do other things. And I want to thank you for joining us today, and welcome to the Resistance.